If you would, please open your Bibles to Psalm 37:1. Psalm 37:1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Good scriptures. Now this is a Psalm of David, as you probably know, and it's the sequel. 37 is the sequel to 36. David's been describing the forces of evil, which are striving to convince mankind that there's no God that even exists that could master their destinies, you know. And he's talking to the Lord, and he's talking about all the evildoers. And he says that they point to their own success as evidence that there's no supreme being who even cares about making things right or the principles of righteousness and justice, that they're so involved in what they're doing. It's humanism, church. That's what he's talking about. It's all about humanism. And so he's really seeking to counteract the argument. And so he concludes Psalm 36 by pleading with God to please frustrate these adversaries. Please come and do something. I think we've been there. I think most of us have prayed, Lord, do something. Do something for this nation. Now, I absolutely believe that we are not the prisoners of Egypt. The nation may be, but we're not. We are the Joshuas, and we are in our promised land. And so we're ambassadors to this nation, and we have to do something. We have a double citizenship, and we have to do something and say who we are. But one of the things that I find out here is that Psalm 37 is a response to David's plea. How great is it that you go in there and you tell God, God, there's this and this and this and this and this, do something. And he comes back and writes through you his answer. Thank God for the answer of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so that's what we see here, the Holy Spirit speaking back to David. And we see God just strongly admonishing the righteous not to be impressed in any way with the victories and the prosperity of the wicked. He's like, uh-uh. He says that's empty and useless for that to have any kind of negative impression on you. And so he says, do not fret. That means don't get heated. Don't get angry about it. Don't worry about it. And then there's another thought as you go down in here, which we might want to add for daily life and for good reason. There's another thought in here of, and don't compete. There's a difference between winning and for the right reasons and competing because you want to see someone else lose. Well, they did this to me, so I hope I look better than them. No, we want Jesus to look better in everybody. And so competing is not what we're after. Now, saying that is, I'm not trying to take away from us standing up for who we are, okay? And for what the Bible and the Constitution say is right. I'm not talking about that. I'm simply talking about not being personally in competition in your heart. I think you all know what I'm talking about. So, you know, the one-up stuff. Really, church, to abstain from attacking someone after they willfully are against you, come against you, is not cowardice. I know we've had those times when we want to fire back. Amen. Every one of us. And there's been times when people been in my face and I sure wanted to fire back. But it wasn't cowardice that kept me from doing it. It's the Holy Spirit that kept me from doing it. And because I knew that wasn't the wisdom of God, that it would only make a bigger mess. Can't have the headlines. There was a brawl in the parking lot between the pastor and the... Praise the Lord. So don't be angry because of the success of evil. Evil, if you're going to boil it down, evil is... We would say it like this in Texas. Doing no good. Just doing no good. You know, someone who just doesn't do any good. It would mean the taking away of good. They're going just the opposite way. That's what evil is. And so this just tells us, just wait, because their success is like grass. Having said that, once again, I just want to say that this doesn't mean that we don't stand up for truth. Okay? It just means that we won't return evil for evil. Now, it's said here they're going to soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb, it says right there. Grass consists of two parts. You've got the grass part and you've got the root part, right? Animals will come along and they'll eat the grass, but they'll leave the root. And then nature does what it does and the root, it'll pop up again. Amen. And then if animals don't eat it, what we do see is sooner or later that blade of grass will wither. So there's kind of two ways. There's a cutoff or there's a slow withering. Get that? Either way, that's what happens to grass. And the flourishing wicked are like the sprouts. They thrive temporarily. See, you sprouted in heaven, and you're connected to your celestial roots. But if you start moving away from your celestial roots, things get a little sticky with you sometimes, right? And Jesus said over in John 15 that anything that is not producing the good fruit actually is cut off. Now, I'm not talking about you getting cut off from your salvation. I'm talking about you being pruned for us. For us. We're different. The scriptures talk to three different people. And about three different groups of people, because the church, the nations, and the Jews. And so you got to know who's being talked to here. So when you start doing twisted things, you know, that's not a good thing. But this is how it is with the wicked. You're not removed from your spiritual roots is what I'm trying to tell you. I want to make that clear. We're not into... You got saved and then you were bad and then so you're not saved anymore. No. That won't work, because you're going to get saved, have to get saved every evening at bedtime. Yeah. Well, I didn't sin today. Hopefully you didn't. But we do things we don't even realize we do. Okay, now... So, you may ask then, if they're severed from the root of this good life, how can they still live and strive? Because God's saying they're severed, yet look at it all, right? Well, you have to realize that when you cut a blade of grass for a little while, the moisture's still in it. They've saved up their own juice. And they're going to live off that juice for a little while, but it'll soon be over. It will end.
Yeah.
It'll absolutely end. You know how I know it will end? Because this said so.
Yeah.
And this is right. It will come to an end. So the wicked, and we'll call them this, the ones that are against God. I'm not talking about sometimes when you get twisted. I'm talking about the wicked who are against God, who either say there is no God or he's just the universe or whatever, or they're just into their own sin or whatever it may be, that where everything's just humanism and twisted up. They can be cut off from their heavenly source and live off a handful of merits, if you will. Live off of what's been going on, okay? That, you know, it's like they're stored away. But those that subvert and sabotage and disrupt others will meet a dismal fate at the hands of others. The end will come swiftly. Now, those who do secret things will wither away slowly and gradually. So we see grass and its two types, cut off or withered away. Either way, the scripture says that's what's going to happen to the wicked. Amen. So they may thrive as easily as the grass, which sprouts wherever there's some soil. They could come up. But do not fret. Though they proliferate quickly, they will fall to they will fail to develop into deeper roots. They will fail because they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anything to become rooted in but a lie and a liar. They will fail. Are you following where I'm going with this? Now, I'm talking about evildoers, and I'm talking about those who twist truths to make them feel like they're right. Because we really see that now. I think I told you this before. There's actually a commercial right now that we're in. I hate to say, I actually drive the vehicle where the commercial comes from, but they said, it's not David killing Goliath, it's David helping Goliath. No, it's not. And I said back to the commercial, yeah, it's helping Goliath die. But you see how these little things, and that's what this demonic force has tried to do with our history, and trying to teach our children, and trying to move in with all the vaccine and mask and all, it's all of that stuff. There's all these little things being said to propaganda to move you along. And you need to know which is the truth and which is not the truth. And it's your life, it's your business, but I'm just saying, you need to have some discernment. So the righteous, not the perfect, the righteous, the ones who write with God by the blood of Jesus, are being told what to do here. This is Holy Spirit answering us, telling us what to do about the wicked. Fret not. They're like grass. They will be gone. We are not a godless country. There are millions of us. And we are standing for who we are. And believing. And I'm telling you, there's stuff rising up all over the place that is truth. Mm-hmm. All over America. Mm-hmm. Unlike the evil ones whose roots lie in the natural, you sink your roots down into the God of goodness. And to the source of all good. And you'll be all right. Amen. He will take care of you. Amen. Listen, evildoers are the victim of their own lack of trust in God. They don't trust God, so they're going to make up their own rules. They're just going to make up their own stuff. And that's what they do. Well, it didn't say that, or that's just a history book, or they have no sense, can't even tell that Holy Spirit is in the earth. You know, they're just headed down there. Listen, there are Christian people like that too.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank God there's a spark in there, because in this awakening, that's going to change.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. Praise the Lord. Okay, so you could get involved in things and go down the wrong path too. and there would be warnings for you, and God would warn you along the way. Now, I'm going to submit this to you, that God loves every American.
Amen.
And in fact, every person on this earth, even those that were shooting bombs over into Israel. But he does not approve of their behavior. But he will give everybody somewhere in their life a chance to repent and come out of that. And we heard that in a prophetic word that we had today when we were in prayer today. I don't know if it was on the thermostats or the first prayer. But we heard a prophetic word about, I'm moving in now. And I'm going to begin to knock on the doors. And I'm going to begin to give people an opportunity to step into the truth.
Yeah.
Now, I'm happy about that. But not for the grace of God. It could have been one of us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. So I think it was kind of good, some of the reactions we saw today. Perhaps our prayers are pushing forward. Amen. Well, I can't believe so-and-so would change. Well, you did. God didn't find you in your prayer closet. Shama, shama. All right. Now, the word here is a warning to watch how you respond to evildoers. You need to watch how you respond to them. You can respond to evil and you can respond to the evildoer, but don't be like them. And this is what the psalm from the Holy Spirit is saying to you right now. Trust the Father and you'll avoid evil and do good things, and things will turn out good for you. That's what this is saying. And I want to say this to you. I don't know if you're grasping this, but it's not enough just to, short way to say this, just to say, okay, I'm just going to trust God. Okay? That's good. That's step one. But trust involves action. It involves you getting in the rest. It involves you watching what you're going to say. And it actually involves you doing good. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Is that right? That's over in Matthew. You know that? Okay. So that word righteousness is not right standing there. Actually, if you take it back to the Hebrew, it's actually a word called tzedakah. And it means righteous acts. So you could really pick up there that Jesus was talking about giving. He says you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and money. You can't serve a personal wealth. Your wealth is all mixed in with God's wealth. You can't take it over here and do this. It's all mixed in with each other. Are you with me? And so there is a doing good. And not just financially. I'm not just talking about money. You could do good in many, many ways. You're doing good right now coming here and pulling on the anointing. So, you do good, and like do good deeds, like that woman who broke that thing open and that box open and put ointment on Jesus' feet. And they were all mad about it because she's spending a lot of money. But what was the truth about that? We still know about her to this day because Jesus said there'd be a memorial about her. And I'm telling you, I just like to have a memorial written in the book of Roxanne when I get there that I made the right choices and I did the good deeds. And I want to tell you something about the Israeli people that will impress you. When those bombs go off and they blow up things and things get torn up, they always go and build something good. And they answer all of that with goodness.
Yes, they do.
So they'll go back in there and they'll end up doing something great.
Yeah.
They'll do something. So that is true for us, church. What did Jesus say? He said to love your enemy. And he said, how do you respond to evil? With good. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you might say, well, Pastor, I thought we were under grace. So, you know, we don't do stuff. We're just under grace. And you know what I think about that. I'm not talking about legalistic works to earn something with Father. I'm talking about the goodness to give. I'm talking about that you just go out of your way and do something for someone. And doing good shows you trust God, and then God responds favorably to you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He'll respond favorably. That's the way he is. And so we call that, in case you haven't noticed, we call that faith. That's faith. So I would say to you tonight that if you need a breakthrough, find a place in your life, stop for a little while, and go do something good for somebody. It works. I have somebody say, man, I really could use for you and John to help me with such and such, and I know y'all are so busy, and we broke out and went and helped, and man, boom, felt the doors come open. And then later that week, another thing happened, and boom, the doors open. So just find some way to be kind and open that door, and you'd be surprised. Do a favor, because it's real easy to go, I ain't got time for other people. I'm busy. Find your own way out, Well, and then if you're in the ministry, you can't push people aside and say, get out of the way, I'm trying to do my ministry. Right? I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. I mean, yet we kind of get like that. Me, myself, and I, it's about me, it's about me, it's about me. What do you think about me? Enough about me. What do you think about my book that I wrote? Yeah. About me. My book about me. That's good, Danny. So we have to watch it that we don't just do this. Us four no more, us two and no more, us that you step out there and ask the Holy Spirit. Or be quickened when someone right there, that little lady she can't hardly get her groceries in the car and you're walking by. Run over there and help her real quick. Man, one time I was standing in line at HEB. This lady had about 9 cards. She's sticking them in there. None of them would work. She was freaking out. And she had all these children. She's just freaking, none of those cards were working. I said, wait a minute. Just put your cards away. I'll take care of it. And she's like, what? And the lady said, ma'am, it's $84. I said, I don't care. Here, ching, paid it. That ministered to the lady. She thanked me, walked out with me. Oh, glory to God and everything. But that cashier, it changed her life. Now, God prompted me to do that. So don't come get in line with me at HEB. No, just kidding. But the rabbis say that what you're doing is showing your appreciation to God when you do good to others. That's what you're doing. And they say that when you do that, that you live in the land of endless tranquility. That's what the rabbis say about that. And they say that you'll be like a sheep grazing in lush green pastures, never worrying about your future. The grass that is here today will be here tomorrow. That's how the sheep live. We're just going to have green grass. It's all going to be okay. So I would just say to you, in these seasons where you're wondering, are things ever going to be the same? I can almost assuredly tell you they never will go back to 2019. They won't. They're going to get better.
That's right.
They're going to get better. Yeah. Because the ecclesia, the church of the living God, is awake.
Yes.
We're awake.
Yes, we are.
And the glory of the Lord is manifesting in the church today.
Amen.
And so things are different now. Will America? Oh, yeah. Yeah. America is a city is a light on a hill. It's a city that won't be covered up. We will shine. We will be great. We will send out missionaries all over this world. We will win. We will stand and have our constitution.
Yes, we will.
I mean, in the middle of all three groups being not our flavor, those two bills that we were trying to hope didn't get passed did not get passed. HR1, HR5, they didn't go through. Deb talked to the Roger Williams today. His office, not him. But he talked to you. He's a great guy. Bonnie knows him. But anyway, we're winning. And we're seeing it. And you've got a few trusted prophets out there that if you'll pay attention, you're going to see that there's some things that they're saying that are going to be true. And you're going to find out that they're truth. And now we're praying for those who signed that petition.
Yes.
We want the prophets to apologize. We're praying that those people will get their name back off of that. Because there's some prominent pastors in this country that signed that, and I know they didn't realize what they were doing. But I'm telling you, tell it like it is, girl. But I'm telling you, things are going to change. Yeah. And I wouldn't doubt if there's a 24-hour flip over for some of it. I just wouldn't doubt it a bit. And then I would say that we got about 7 years of glory. And then I'm going to look for the eastern sky to split. Am I prophesying when I know the rapture is? I have no idea, but I would love for that to be.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I was telling Amanda today, I said, how wonderful it would be to walk your child to school on a beautiful heavenly sidewalk. Yeah. Or in heaven, they could walk by themselves.
Yeah.
Or Zoom, that's the truth. Man, they have skateboards that don't even have wheels on them. They'll just be... Everybody likes to climb trees. We'll be walking down, y'all be, hey, waving at us. You'll be swinging up in the trees. Glory to God. Those of you that wanted to surf and couldn't stay on the board, man, you're going to do it now.
Oh, wow.
Those of you that kind of skied like this, you're going to be... Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's all coming. But in the meantime, we're going to do God's business.
Yeah. Amen.
And we're not going to fret evil doing. And I need to get back to the message because we have other things to do. So, now, verse 4 said, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. Delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you your petitions. I seek my happiness in him. The very fact that I seek my happiness in him will regulate my desires. I don't want to get way out of the border here. What are we going to do, Lord? Because you're good. You're going to give me the right desires, right? He'll place his desires in my heart, the things I want to do. You're like, I don't know if what I'm desiring is God. Well, you know a real easy way to test that. I mean, just read the word. But there's a lot of things that you may think you just your flesh thought of, but maybe not. Desire, desire of the Father. Delight of light. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires. He will. He'll do it. Just delight in him. Be of the light. Stay in him. Look at him. What are we going to do, Lord? He'll have a lot of fun with you. He's good about that. You enjoy him. You're inclined to participate with him. He'll play games with you. Remember tag? Do y'all know what sporting means? When you sport. Kids sport with their daddy. I've never seen a jungle gym quite like Jordan. Those girls are swinging on him and, and you're flipping them upside down and all that kind of stuff. And then, lovers sport. And just watch a Hallmark movie. They go to the kitchen. They're making cookies. And all of a sudden, flour is flying. And they're throwing flour on each other and making a mess in the kitchen. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? You're messing up the kitchen. But they're sporting. Right? Uh-huh. And that's how God is with you. He'll sport with you. When you get those giggles when you get in the Holy Ghost, you know what he's doing? He's tickling you. That's what he's doing. He'll sport with you. He'll have fun with you. Amen. Have you ever seen somebody that's so happy with what you did, they just want to give you something? There's some people's house that you go to and you can't leave that they're not going to find. You know, grandmothers are like that. Let me find something you can take with you, honey. Let me give you something. Now let me see, what do you have? We want to take, you need to take something home now. Is Granny like that?
Always banana.
A banana? Wants to give you a banana? Always banana. Let me give you a banana before you go. That's pretty good. Yeah. Just let me find something to give you. I want to give you something. That's the heart of God. They favor you. They love you. They want to show you something. Wait a minute. What do we have? I'm going to give you something. Amen. That's delighting yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he'll bring it to pass. Now, commit here. Let's don't go with commitment here. We want to go with this, what this said in the scripture. Commit, meaning shift your burdens from yourself onto him. Yes. Commit this to him. Cast it on him. I think cast your way upon Jesus is the better way to say it. The way you need to go, this is how we need to go. So, Lord, you get me there.
Right.
You just get me there. When we go to D.C., we never take a car. We always grab a cab as soon as we get to the airport. They know exactly how to get to the Marriott Marquis. Always to do is say Marriott Marquis. We cast our way over on the cabbie.
Right.
And some of them preach to us all the way over there. And a lot of Ethiopian cab drivers. And remember, we've had some great times in cabs with the people, but they know how to get you around. It's a lot faster than you trying to figure out where to go. And so that you just do that with the Lord. Now, you know the way I need to go. So I'm going to take some time. One thing I love about Brother Copeland, he taught us this a long time ago, that when there's something very serious that he needs to make a decision about, he takes 3 days. He takes 3 days and he goes and he begins to, he gets a bunch of scriptures, he finds the scriptures, he talks the scriptures, and then he begins to pray. And he just doesn't pray any old thing. He starts praying what the Holy Spirit tells him to pray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's worked out every time.
Yep.
Works out every time. So I don't want to get off on preaching about that, but you commit your way to God. Because the righteous church, they know the only good route to success is through Jesus. Amen. And then the last one, rest in the Lord and wait. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. I really like that scripture right there. Patiently wait for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. They will not prosper. It will end up going down. Now, the rendering there, here in the scripture is, don't be overwhelmed by the present events, but wait patiently for future developments, which will make God's providence clearly evident.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
good. If things would have just changed in the election, who knows if the church would be awake today? Am I right, David? I don't know that it would. So God just used it.
Yeah.
Was it a lie? Was it a cheat? Yes. Everybody knows that. But God takes evil and turns it for good. And now the church of the living God is waking up, standing up for each other, standing up for the prophets. At least the smart ones are. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So what we see here, do not fret. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit the way that you're going to go to him, and rest and wait. And I think you could lay that over anything in life, not just when the wicked are prospering, but in your whole life. Just don't fret. There's no need to be anxious for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. I just had this sense that there's someone within the sound of my voice, and you're just unhappy, period. You've just been so unhappy so long that you're stuck. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit, that stalemate, that place that has tried to jam log you up. And I command that you are free from that right now in Jesus' name. You are not stuck. You are not depressed. You can come out of it. I rebuke that spirit of depression in Jesus' name. And I declare that you come up and out right now in the name of Jesus. You need to just start rejoicing and praising God. And I'm telling you, the best way to get out of it is stop and do something for somebody else and make them smile. You'll walk away, won't you? You'll walk away in that very, you're pretty good at that. You do that for people all the time. But you'll walk away going, hey, I feel better. I actually just did something for somebody and they feel good and it was good and it'll make you feel better.
Right.
And it starts changing you. You start realizing who you are again.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
What all the devil wants to do is to get you to be a navel gazer.
Yeah.
Just introspect. And then I may have to change churches because all they do is sing victory songs, and I just want to get to cry and look inside and beg God to help me get through the storm. But that won't help you, sweetheart. That's just going and doing emotional things. It's not going to help you. Will God help you get through the storm? Yes. And your first way out of it is start saying you're out of it. That's how you're going to get out of it, is you begin to talk that you're out of it. You begin to say no to that stuff. Sometimes it may take you a little while. You may have to dig out of something from long ago. But God will give you the steps to get out. And He'll send you people to help you overcome some of your emotional hurt. That's happened to me recently, that I had to get over getting hurt about someone stabbing me in the back. And I'm telling you, the people came along and helped me with that and blessed me. And I came out of it. And then I heard the Lord say, your greatness has returned to you. You're all right. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to be hurt anymore. It's a big stab when your pastor leaves and he's younger than you are. You know, that hurt. Mm-hmm. It hurt for Pastor John to leave us.
Mm-hmm.
But he's working from the other side.
That's right.
And there's been other things. It's been hurtful for you to have to go through all the COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Watch people die. Watch people make a decision. Da, 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 all these different things that people have done. But you're all right.
Yeah.
You're on the victory side.
That is right.
But you need somebody to tell you you're a winner. And sometimes you need somebody to tell you that you'll have to say no to those people who are dragging you down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I'm going to leave that alone. I love you, but I'll just go right on. Praise the Lord.